you know, not necessarily about performance, but it was our best illustration of how hard we're going to fight about staying in this league. And, you know, at times we haven't been able to do that properly. We haven't represented them. We've got mixed messages about what we want. But today was about some raw courage and a lot of passion. And you add a little bit of tactical nous, a little bit of good performance from Purnell, and suddenly it puts you competing with one of the top sides in the country. So, it's one point. We're not going to dwell on it, move on. We know the challenge that we're facing, and we're not going to spend days and celebrate good performances and losses. We've got one point, and we've got another opportunity to get some more points next week and see if we can close the gap.
Disappointing, though, in the end, that you didn't win.
Well, let's say we haven't got time for that, if I'm honest. Spend 2 weeks, you know, feeling sorry for ourselves, we'll lose another game. So we just haven't got time for it. We've enjoyed representing the club in the right way, and you know, we'll move through, and no repercussions, no worries about what happened, what should have happened, what didn't happen, and we'll get on with facing up next week.
Vastly different from last week. You wanted an improvement.
Well, that's probably the, you know, crux. We're learning how to be a team. And I think I've talked before about, you know, people have been flown in here or out of here whenever, and just lost all identity of a team. And we're trying to build a team, and we're trying to build a team that cares, build a team that understands what it's like. And we're not hiding from the fact that sometimes that falls short. It's not a perfect world, but if you're a strong team, then you get things like that happen tonight. So we haven't done that week in, week out. We haven't got necessarily a group as deep as we'd like in quality, and so when we get opportunities like today, and every home game you're going to really target, every Premiership game we're going to try and match that level of commitment and see what happens.
Not an ideal start for you tonight either.
Well, I say that happens. There's no point, we could spend all the time, and you know, it makes things difficult, but then how do you behave afterwards? And I thought we behaved huge credit. Didn't let it get to us. We got in competition again by half time, and we were in competition all the way through. It was a tough win in the second half, so fair play to the forwards that had to front up and try and get on the front foot to allow Paul to kick and keep us in the right areas of the field. And that was a huge performance and a huge effort, and let's enjoy that and move on and see if we can replicate it.
You must be very pleased you got Chris Pennell on the contract.
Chris Pennell, people don't understand that, signing a contract when you've got so much ability here and buying into something that's got so much risk speaks volumes of the man. And people are only just getting an insight to him. People are talking about him, why there's a rush to find 21-year-old fullbacks when there's a pretty good one here. And I've struggled to see a fullback in the Premiership other than this, one or two that are holding down international places that represent like that against Leicester. So he's a fantastic player and a fantastic bloke, and we're lucky to have him. And I think everybody involved in Worcester should be aware of that. We're lucky to have him.
Do you want to talk about people that might be coming into the club tonight?
No, I don't. I don't think tonight or anything else is about fueling rumours. I've spoken on record during the week. A little bit fed up of everybody peddling rumours. We'll talk about things when we're ready, because rumours compromise people, and it didn't help tonight. And we've got things in for the future. We've got people coming here for the future that are to add to this club. And tonight's not a night for creating a headline off a rumour.